With me as we prepare to hear God's word. God of mercy, you promised never to break your covenant with us. Speak your eternal word to us through these words of Scripture, and help us to respond to your gracious promises with faithful and obedient lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 2. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness, in a land of desert and pits, in a land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives? I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things, but when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, says the Lord, and I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coasts of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and examine with care. See if there has ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked, be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. Here ends the first reading. And our second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 14. And Jesus is eating at the house of a leader of the Pharisees. One of the dinner guests said to him, blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. And Jesus said to him, someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is ready now. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I've bought a piece of land. I must go out and see it. Please accept my apologies. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please accept my apologies. Another said, I've just been married, and therefore I cannot come. So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slaves, go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, and the blind, and the lame. And the slave said, sir, what you ordered has been done, and there is still room. Then the master said to the slave, go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner. This is the word of the Lord.